Okay, the eighth need is the need for humor. As I said earlier, DK says one of the big differences between the Brotherhood of Light and Dark is the Light Brotherhood has a sense of humor, and we talked that about that. But it's important that if you haven't had a good laugh lately, that you do something to create a good laugh. As I said, there's been several people that had fatal diseases. They cured themselves just by making themselves laugh. One guy rented every funny movie that he could find and watched them over and over and then made himself laugh, and he got cured of MS, cancer, all kinds of things, you know. So if you haven't had a good laugh lately, do something that will make you laugh, or be around people that make you laugh. I mean, who do you want to be around most? Do you want to be around somebody that doesn't make you laugh once in a while, or is just always serious? You know, you like a little levity in your life, right?
Order.
And what?
Order in your life.
Yeah. Unfortunately, some of the funniest people are the most disorderly people you'll ever find. So maybe sometimes really funny people, you may not want to be around them all the time. But mildly funny people with order, I guess that's the best of both worlds. But anyway, most people here are pretty lighthearted people in our group and always open for a good laugh. That's good. But, you know, when you're away in the regular world, sometimes it's just easy to get caught in being too serious, and once in a while we need to ask ourselves, how long has it been since I've had a good laugh? And if it's been a while, well, rent somebody like Stephen Wright or Lewis Black or somebody like that, and they'll give you a good laugh. Or just punch in the internet on Google, just Google the words humor jokes. Or even better, sick jokes.
Oh, my son showed me this okay, you know when you text people?
Yeah.
That autocorrect thing, often autocorrects the wrong word.
Right.
And they put the whole, not only with website names, they put a whole website dedicated to where the text message has gone wrong.
What, funny corrections or something?
Autocorrect.
It's called damn you autocorrect.
Damn you autocorrect.
Right.
Oh my God.
You know, they try to anticipate, not only correct what you say by spelling checker, but anticipate what you're trying to type, because it's hard to type on the little keyboard, you know.
Yeah.
They help you out.
Huh.
And so you're starting to type, and this word appears, so you just go to the next word. They already picked it up. Well, they're picking up the damnedest words half the time.
Yeah, I bet. If you're not paying attention, you probably give the wrong message, huh?
Program those iPads, purposely take all the sex words and put them at the top of the list.
I don't know if they have to put them on top. Maybe they're on top anyway.
Yeah, if you don't double check what you're typing for texting, you're going to be in trouble.
Okay, the next is the need for purpose. If you don't have any purpose in your life, I mean, what is there? A lot of people become suicidal when they don't feel like they have a purpose. And if they aren't suicidal, they'll at least be depressed. So we all need some type of purpose in our life. So we might ask ourselves, what is my purpose? And if I don't have one, well, I'll assign myself one then. I mean, that's one of the problems people have is they're waiting around, well, God, what's my purpose? And they're waiting for God to tell them, and God never speaks to them. And so I guess God doesn't have anything for me. He hasn't told me anything. But we are gods, said Jesus. And since you are a God, you can give yourself a purpose because your purpose is the purpose of God because you are a son of God. You are one with God, just like the scriptures say. So you can assign yourself a purpose. So figure out a really good purpose and just say, well, as a being who is one with God, I will assign myself a purpose from God, and this is what my purpose is. Now, other people are like born with a purpose. I felt a purpose from the time I felt a sense of purpose, but I didn't know what it was. But I was looking for it. And when I was a little kid, I wanted to be like rich and famous, of course, like all little kids do. And I went to... I went to a movie when I was about 6 years old, and this guy on the movie said he's a scientist. And I said, that's what I want to be, a scientist. So I come home and ask my mom what a scientist was. And I knew whatever a scientist was, that's what I wanted to be. So she told me, and I said, yeah, that's what I want to be. And for many years, that's what I did want to be until I decided to switch from physical science to spiritual science. So I still want to be a scientist, but spiritual science now rather than physical science. But anyway, find something that you like. If you don't have a purpose, find something you like. Suppose God were to give me a purpose, what would be the most exciting thing, the most wonderful thing he could speak? If I heard God up there in a cloud and he spoke saying, JJ, this is your purpose. Here it is. Okay? Bill David.
Yes.
This is your purpose. What do you want to hear?
Anything you want to say.
No, you got to figure it out.
Okay.
You assign yourself. Larry, Nate, what is your purpose?
Serve. Serve.
Okay.
Glorify the Lord with music.
It would actually be interesting to go around to see if we know what our purpose is.
If you know what your purpose is or what other people can tell you.
We started that. It got too long. Remember, we quit.
It was my fault.
You guys have helped me.
We'll pick on four people then, since it would take too long to go around. Since you started the idea, Susie, what is your purpose?
To be a good mom.
She said
to what?
To be a good mom.
Remember we started that way with what our purpose was?
Yeah, but that's not what I was thinking right now. I've been told that I'm kind of here just to help people chill out, to learn how to enjoy life, I guess.
But if God said, if you wanted to hear God's own voice, assigning you a purpose, what would be the most wonderful thing you could hear? It would get your motor going.
Boy, that's the pressure.
Is this realistic or fantastic?
Anything. Whatever.
Anything that you can accomplish in this lifetime?
I don't know. I'd have to really give some thought to that.
Well, it doesn't have to be big. You're probably thinking big, like being the first woman president or something.
Yeah.
But, you know, not everybody would do that.
But I'd vote for her.
I'd vote for her.
I don't.
I'd vote for her because she'd invite Artie and me to the White House to the Lincoln bedroom, and we would have a good
time. I was just
going to
say, I'd want to interior design the White House. Maybe interior decorator of the White House.
Okay.
That's funny.
Natalie, we'll pick on you. If you were to hear the voice of God, what would it say?
I have, to build up the kingdom of God on earth.
Okay, well, that's pretty impressive, and that is something you can do a part in, whether big or small, right?
One step at a time.
Yep.
Okay, I know Larry's got a ton of purpose laying on him.
I want to be the muse for the Brotherhood of Light.
The muse, okay. Well, that's within the realm of possibility. Amusing or amused? Let me see. John.
Yeah.
What would you like to hear God tell you?
Well, since I've been somewhat disabled for a while, I'd like to get back and just be physically active and have fun and skate and play hockey. So.
Okay. Just play some good old hockey. Huh? Well, you might get physically inactive if you play much harder.
I don't know. I might
get hit on the head or something. Huh?
Somebody might get somebody else to do it.